So, dear brethren, we'll have a devotional, and it's going to be quite a bit different than most devotionals that are in the United States, at least. But it's, in a way, it's a common devotional, mostly in Eastern Europe. And with the exception that this is a PowerPoint, and they do not use a lot of PowerPoint, but you will see what I'm getting at. And the ones that were visiting there, they might remember that the devotional and the testimony meetings in Europe for many, many years were very different. Testimony meetings were on the way to the meetings and from the meetings, walking anywhere between 1 hour and 1 day. We're going by night and train sharing testimonies. That was the testimony meeting, basically. It was not in a structure, so to speak, till recently. The devotionals were during some of the meetings and conventions, and it was quite a bit of a reading of the Mena text. And that's what we're going to be doing today with the help of many sisters, hopefully. What I did, I made a selection of a Mena text from every month. Of course, we have Mena, it's so rich, and I'm really glad that it's being read in the class. And in most classes around the world, every Sunday the Mena text is read, and quite a few is commented every Sunday for about 5-10 minutes, whoever is the Mena. And I think that's a good thing, to gather the Mena to start the day, our daily life. So, without further ado, we will proceed to reading these Mena texts. I picked the ones that I think are important towards our Christian development, to our Christian life, so we might devote it to serve God and praise God. Now, I think we will not touch all the points of the Christian development, but I think we will touch quite a few elements that are important. The Mena text is touching on some aspects that are mostly character development. Some are doctrinal in the comment, but we will focus mostly on the devotional part, on our relationship with our Lord, with God, on our duty as Christians, because I firmly believe that being a Christian, by definition, it's a follower of Christ. You can't be a follower of Christ without purpose. The world and the society today loses the aspect that being a Christian is not just living a Christian life, a good life, an honest life. It's to have a life with a purpose, which is a mission. And the mission of every Christian is to proclaim the gospel of Christ. There's a work in that. And we have the parable of the talents that really shows to us that the fact that we keep something safe, one talent, it does not bring any recompense. On the other hand, on the opposite, it brings the rebuke of our Lord. So I think I'm looking in this aspect, how through devotion, our devotions, through our devotional life, and in between the Manas, we'll sing some hymns. We're going to have a couple of special treats here from Sister Lorraine with Brother Paul. And in conclusion, we're going to have a summary of all these 12 points that we're going to go through, 12 Manas, read by Brother Joe. Now, you'll have to bear with me. I prepared this. I thought I have an hour. It's less than an hour. So we will go, and I think we'll skip one or two hymns, but we sure will receive God's blessing because we are looking into His Word and we are asking His Spirit to guide us. So, Sister Pat, please read the Mena text from January 4th. And you have it for your convenience on the screen. You can follow.
Mena for January 4th. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Time is an important element in all God's plans. We are not, therefore, to be disappointed when the test of endurance is applied while the blessings we crave tarry long. God took time to frame the world and to fit it for human habitation. Time to give the world its necessary experience with evil. time to prepare for the advent of Christ as the world's Redeemer, time for the preparation of the church to share in his glorious reign, and time must be allowed for the shaping and adjusting of the individual affairs of his people. God has not forgotten when the answers to our prayers seem to tarry long. He who heeds the sparrows fall and numbers the very hairs of our heads is not indifferent to the faintest call or the smallest necessity of his humblest child. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14.
Thank you. I think the realization of the fact that God has his timing and his plans, not only for the entire world, but for every single individual, every single one that walks with him, gives us a very different dimension and understanding of our expectations with God. Sometimes we rush into asking God's blessings, or we expect a lot more or less, but we have to have this patient endurance. The commentaries that I picked, they are so rich that I'm going to let them do most of the work, and we are going to go to our next manna. And Sister Irene is going to read the next one from February. So I have one in January, one in February, one in March. And every single one of you, I'm sure, can pick quite a few others from every month. So February 28th, Sister Irene, please.
February 28th. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. The question may arise, why will not God give us the things which he sees us to need without our making petition to him and claiming his promises? Undoubtedly, because we need previously to come into the proper attitude of heart to receive his favors and to be advantaged by them. Even as it is, we may be sure that we do not sufficiently appreciate the divine care bestowed upon us hitherto and now. Even in the attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, we probably do not discern one half of our causes for gratitude, as we shall see them by and by, when we shall know even as we are known. The text again is, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6.
Thank you. So a characteristic that intertwines with the times of seasons that we see here is underlined. One of the characteristics is to come into the proper attitude of heart in order to receive his favors and to be advantaged by them. And then we can trust with thanksgiving in God. Now we have the first treat, hymn 261. Yes.
Safe and true. saved have I none, help me, helpless soul on thee. Leave, O leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing, of thy wing, of thy wing. Now, O Christ, art all I want, all I need, all in thee I find. Thou didst strengthen me when faint, now my eyes no more are blind. Thou art life, the fountain art, rich supplies I find in thee, springing hope within my heart, rising to eternity, eternity. Rising to eternity, eternity, eternity.
What a blessing. Sister Binda will read March 28th, Manna. And we will see the blessings.
March 28. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. The true soldier does not debate his cause. He is rightly supposed to have settled upon its justice and righteousness before he enlisted to serve it. Thereafter, he avouches it and defies contradiction of it. He is ready to spend all and to be all spent in its defense. It is glorious to serve Christ in honesty and in fullness of fidelity. There is an ineffable joy in being on the right side, in knowing that beyond the field of blood and the valley of shadows is an abundant entrance into the joys and peace of the triumphant King of Kings. For that hope, none should shrink from the hardness of battle, none quail before the rage of the enemy, and none tremble before the certainty of hunger, thirst, nakedness, wounds of death. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3.
Thank you. So how wonderful it is that in this battle that we are wearing, Jesus is the refuge of our soul, as we have sang. So there is a battle, there are trials, there are storms, but the blessing that comes with the fact that we are all spent to serve Christ in honesty and fullness of fidelity gives us that confidence and that peace that helps us not to shrink from the hardness of the battle. We're going now for the next manna, and Sister Marge will read April 19. A manna that deals very strongly with the heart. And it's a wonderful, wonderful comment.
Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Matthew 12:34-35. Our first concern then should be that for the heart, that is, its affections and dispositions may be fully under the control of divine grace, that every principle of truth and righteousness may be enthroned there, that justice, mercy, benevolence, brotherly kindness, love, faith, meekness, temperance, supreme reverence for God and Christ, and a fervent love for all the beauties of holiness may be firmly fixed as the governing principles of life. If these principles be fixed, established in the heart, then out of the good treasure of the heart, the mouth will speak forth words of truth, soberness, wisdom, and grace. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
So wonderful that our Lord speaks and brings the fact that the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It doesn't say the brain, so it is not the knowledge. The heart it is because it's the feelings that are mixed. Out of the feelings of what we develop for God, the love, and when we look at all these principles that are supposed to be fixed, are not necessarily principles of the brain, so to speak. Love, kindness, brotherly kindness, faith, meekness, temperance, mercy, benevolence, supreme reverence for God and Christ. Justice, it is part of the brain, but it's also part of the heart in the aspect that if we have been forgiven, we have to forgive. If we have been loved, we have to love. So you cannot say it's just a matter of a brain. And that's why I believe, strongly believe, that never God never intended creation that will serve him as robots or AI, artificial intelligence. He wants, son, give me your heart. Indeed, he wants us to fall in love with him and love him and serve him because we love him. And we'll see that not because of fear, but because of love. And this manner really underlines how we can live this battle. If we just meditate upon the principles that are underlined here, would we change our life and devotion towards God and the approach towards every subject and every experience in our life. We will read the next manna, and Sister Marta will read the one from May 2nd. And then we will sing hymn number 8 after we read this manna.
Manna from May 2nd. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Opposition is to be expected and will, doubtless, continue until we finish our course in death. To submit patiently to this opposition is to sacrifice our own natural preferences for the friendship and the pleasures of the present life, and to endure hardness as good soldiers for the truth's sake, in whatever shape that hardness may come, in our effort to do the Lord's will and work of advancing the interests of his kingdom. To be really in the Lord's service involves first, the careful and continual study of God's plan. Second, the imbibing of its spirit, leading, thirdly, to an enthusiastic zeal for its accomplishment and to activity to the extent of ability in its service, at whatever cost or sacrifice it may require. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Thank you.
So if we do all for Jesus and we develop those principles, we shall be persecuted by a world that does not live according to these principles, and for the fact that we are striving to live as light in the world of darkness. We're going to go to June 15. Let's have Sister Florence read the Menat from June 15. And we will notice a very wonderful aspect of God's children.
Which floor?
Tebek, yes.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David, Isaiah 55:3. All who hunger and thirst after righteousness, whose souls thirst after God as the hart for the water brook, and who, having found him, have consecrated themselves to him and received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, witnessing with their spirits that they are the sons of God, and who, as anointed sons, can discover in themselves the worthy traits of true sons: loyalty, faithfulness, zeal, energy, courage, discretion, etc. These constitute the class with whom the Lord has made an everlasting covenant, and to whom belong the sure mercies of David. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David.
Let us all thirsty after righteousness in this huge world of unrighteousness. July 26, Sister Linda, we read the manna from July 26th. And as a consequence of thirsting after righteousness, behold what we shall become through God's grace.
To him that overcometh will I give a white stone, and in this stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it. Revelation 2:17. The overcomers must be all proven to be such as would sacrifice every other thing for the Lord, such as would sacrifice the love and fellowship and approval, if necessary, of every other being in order to retain the love and favor of the Lord. We believe that this test is coming daily closer and closer to the Lord's consecrated people, and it behooves every one of us to remember that this is one of the elements of our trial, and to set our affections on the heavenly things accordingly, and to mortify or deaden all such affections toward earthly beings and things as would bring these into competition with our Lord in our affections, service, etc. To him that overcometh I will give a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it.
What a wonderful promise that comes with very beautiful, but in the same time very sobering thoughts, that in order to retain the love and the favor of the Lord, we must sacrifice every other thing for the Lord that comes in conflict with that. And that's an important characteristic, again, in at the level of the mind and at the level of the heart, at the level of where we lay our sympathies. We are going to read August 2nd, the manna from August 2nd, and Sister Josephine will read that manna. And then we will sing hymn 241.
August 2nd. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95:6. Our judgment is that it is impossible for any Christian to maintain a proper, consistent walk in life and to build up such a character and faith structure as are represented by the apostles as composed of gold, silver, and precious stones without prayer. More than this, without regularity in prayer. we would almost be inclined to say, without kneeling in prayer. And we believe that the experiences and testimonies of the truest and best of the Lord's people who have ever lived will corroborate this. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Psalm 95:6.
Let us see how the new creatures change their perspective in regards to how they see the things around them. The manna from September 7, and Sister Dorothea will read this manna.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. These new creatures in Christ Jesus know each other not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In each other's spirits or new minds, there are the noblest sentiments, the highest aspirations, that which is good, true, noble, pure, whatever may be their weaknesses according to the flesh. They love each other from the new standpoint of intention, will, harmony with God, and their friendship for one another grows increasingly as they perceive each other's energy in fighting the good fight of faith against the evil influences of the world, the flesh, and the adversary. Nor tongue nor pen can properly express the love, the friendship which subsists between these new creatures in Christ Jesus, to whom old things have passed away, and all things have become new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17.
What a wonderful standard to live up to. Sister Lorraine will read the next one. October 29th.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about it in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. Those who joyfully endure for the Lord's sake, the truth's sake, the greatest shame, the greatest ignominy, the greatest trials, the greatest persecutions in this present life, and thus have experiences most like those of the Master and pattern, we may be sure will be in proportion to their faithfulness manifested in such sacrifices, have a future great reward, as the Apostle has declared, star differeth from star in glory. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10.
So, again, we see through these manas, and I chose them in a way to show the blessings and the sweetness of the relationship with our Lord and Jesus, but at the same time, the fact that the outside, the natural man, is really under a lot of stress and duress and expressions. And the fact that these new creatures have this fellowship in spirit through our Lord Jesus Christ and the love that's from above is the thing that gives them strength in this most holy battle. We will skip the camp song, so we will not sing, and we'll go to the next manna. Sister Colleen is going to read November 3rd manna.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. Some make the mistake of praying without watching. Others make the mistake of watching without praying. But the safe and only proper method is that which our Lord directed, to combine the two. We are to watch and to be on our guard against the encroachments of the world, the flesh, and the devil. We are to watch for all the encouragements of the Lord's word, the evidence of their fulfillment, the signs that betoken his presence, and the great changes of dispensations just at hand. We are to watch for everything that will strengthen us in faith and hope and loyalty and love. And while watching, we are to pray without ceasing. We are to pray together as the Lord's people. We are to pray in our own homes as families. We are to pray in secret, in private. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41.
So I would just add to this the fact that the watch and pray, since it is recommended to pray in our homes, I think is the watching and praying in our homes as families. We watch and pray in secret. We watch and pray, and in private and in the congregations of the Lord's people, the prayer and the watching is necessary for a good relationship and for the fact that we strive not to enter into temptation. The manna text from December, Sister Hannah, if you will.
December 15th, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23:1. The Lord, in calling his people, his sheep, chose a very different emblem of the character he would have manifested in them. The most notable characteristics of the sheep are meekness, docility, and obedience to the shepherd, to whose care they fully entrust themselves. True sheep will carefully listen for the faintest accents of the voice of the shepherd. For example, he will treasure up his words in his heart. He will study his providences. He will cultivate that communion and personal fellowship with the Lord, which are his privilege. Those who thus abide in him can never go astray. They can never, never lose their way. The Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23:1.
What a wonderful promise and what a wonderful privilege to have the Lord as our shepherd. I think that exactly as it says here, the one that cultivates the communion and personal fellowship with the Lord, not only, but will also distinguish in order to listen to the faintest accents. It's like when you are getting better and better and better at music, and then you hear someone singing a hymn that's or a song that's not according to the notes. It kind of, in a way, disturbs you. But on the other hand, if you see that that person is striving, it's encouraging you for the fact that's trying to know the melody. And I think it's the same with our Lord, our Heavenly Father. They have the patience with us. And he allows us the time to listen to his voice. And I think he really enjoys when we are distinguishing the small notes and the small inflections in his word. And we change our lives according to this. We will have a short reading of these points that we were over, and we will ask Brother Joe to read them. And please just read. Yes, we have the bullets here. I did not put the scriptures because I thought that the time will not be sufficient. So it is time to draw to a close after this. So from every day, this is one important aspect from each manna that we read, and the scriptures are in the mannas that we read. After this, we will sing, we'll have the second treat, hymn 241A. Brother Paul and Sister Lorraine will sing the first three, and we will ask the brethren to join at the fourth verse. So, Brother Joe.
Summary. Time is an important element in all God's plans. We need to come into the proper attitude of heart to receive his favors and to be advantaged by them. It is glorious to serve Christ in honesty and in fullness of fidelity. Our first concern, then, should be for the heart. Sacrifice our own natural preferences for the friendship and the pleasures of the present life in our effort to do the Lord's will and work of advancing the interests of his kingdom. All who hunger and thirst after righteousness have consecrated themselves to him. Sacrifice every other thing for the Lord in order to retain the love and favor of the Lord. O come, let us worship and bow, kneel down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. They love from the new standpoint of intention, will, harmony with God. Faithfulness manifested in such sacrifices have a future great reward. Watch and pray. Privilege to cultivate that communion and personal fellowship with the Lord.
Thank you to all the brethren for reading the manas, and especially thank the Heavenly Father for his word of truth. So we will join at the fourth verse, the whole congregation, and Sister Linda will close with a prayer, Sister.
In the dark. Will be your tears at last. All will be your tears at last.
be free. Called and chosen, let's be faithful, that immortal we may be. Called and chosen, let's be faithful, that immortal we may be. Let not doubts nor fears o'ertake you. Trust Him where you cannot trace. Put your hand within the Master's. In the dawn you'll see His face. Put your hand within the Master's. In the dawn you'll see His face.
Beloved Abba, our Father, glorious are you and holy are you in all things. We thank thee, Father, for the hours of fellowship and study together this morning. And now we thank thee especially for these precious promises and admonitions. Let us glory in them and cherish them and revel in them, that one day we will be immortal with thee, and that we might share in the work of blessing the entire universe, beginning with this sore and sin-sick and dying world. We pray humbly for forgiveness for our failures to stay in line with what you have laid out for us. We ask thy like blessing on all thy children, wherever they may be found. And we pray everything in the truly beloved name of our bridegroom, your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.